Next public hearing is conditional use number 2466, Albert Finelli.
This is an ordinance that grants a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for boat repair and storage to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 5.54 acres more or less. The property is lying on the east side of Bethany Road, which is Route 17, approximately 550 feet southwest of Polly Branch Road, which is Sussex County Route 386. The 911 address is not available, and the tax parcel ID is District 533, Map 17, Parcel 11.10. Submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the applicant's conceptual site plan, we have a copy of the staff analysis, we have a copy of the applicant's survey, we have a copy of the DelDOT service level evaluation response letter, we have a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division, and I would note that we have received zero comments. Thank you.
All right, sir, we thank you. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir. How you doing?
I'm fine. If you'll introduce yourself for the record, please.
My name is Albert Finelli. I live at, where did I go?
Selbyville.
That's close enough. Okay, not a problem. You heard what our director read into the record on your behalf. Do you have anything you'd like to add? You're allowed to speak too, ma'am, but you have to tell us who you are.
Hi, my name is Kelly Markham in Alakis, and I'm here to assist Mr. Finelli with this process.
All right.
So Mr. Finelli is here today, obviously, to change a conditional use change. He's a disabled Vietnam veteran who served in the USS on the USS Forrestal with the Navy. He operated a deli. And then he became the chief liquor inspector in Prince George's County, Maryland. That's just some history for him. Then he retired and here. He bought the land in Selbyville, which we refer to as the farm. Got some goats, planted a garden, and planned to spend his retirement in that realm. And in 2022, he got some concerning health. He had some health concerns, and so he's now trying to pivot to using this land to support his long-term care. So when he was there on the land doing some improvements and cutting down trees and the things that he was doing, people would stop by, and using it as boat storage was one of the things that people would ask him if they could use it for. And so that's how we got here.
But boats and goats?
Goats and goats. So he told them no, because he was going to play with the goats over there. But as it turns out, he's not going to be able to do that. And so that's what led us here.
I kind of like that myself, boats and goats. I think you could get a lot of both.
It was a boat yard when I bought it. I never used it for that purpose because I wanted to put a garden in, and had picked up some goats and chickens and stuff like that.
When did you acquire it?
He purchased the property in 2019.
Okay. There goes Mr. Whitehouse. Okay. I'll ask him later. Okay. Go ahead.
And then we did get, because I heard this, somebody else say this, we did get approval for an entrance plan. And we have proposals to do that work. If this is approved, then we will do that work as well.
Got a approval for a DelDOT entrance?
Yes.
Based on what use?
On a boat. Storage.
Can we have a copy of that so we can make a record of it too? We'll get somebody.
I'm sorry to bring more copies.
That's right. Yeah, no. Okay, is this a copy though? So you have a copy for yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes,
all right.
I do.
Mr. Robertson, my question for Mr. Whitehouse is going to be, is there an existing conditional use on this property for boat storage or?
Yeah, and I'll just say while we're waiting on Mr. Whitehouse, I don't
believe there was.
It's a small commercial entrance plan approval letter. So, yeah.
How does they'll not issue a permit for a commercial entrance on a parcel that's not commercial.
Good question, but I think that it's just the way they treat the entrance, I think, in terms of construction and design.
I'm surely not that lucky.
So is it permitted for storage?
You don't know the right people.
Is it permitted for boat storage right now? Because that's what that's been forever.
Come up and ask them?
It's AR1 at the moment.
So there's not like old conditional use on it?
I was just curious.
Been there like that forever.
You mentioned that it was a boat storage previously, and I'm not doubting that that activity took place on that site. I'm wondering if it took place legally on that site, which you.
It's been like that forever, yeah.
Or maybe it was grandfathered in, you know. I'm not suggesting at all that you've done anything wrong. I'm just wondering about previous people, you know, what was done there, but that's all right.
When we came to file this application, we asked and we didn't.
Okay.
And so that's why we started.
That's why you're here.
That's why we came, right.
Okay.
We wanted to do it right.
That makes sense. I'm sorry I interrupted you. Is there anything else you wanted to add?
No, unless you had questions of us, that really is our story.
All right, well, I think there probably will be a few, and we're going to start with Mr. Mears.
I visited the property on Sunday.
Mr. Mears, just hold on one second.
Correction on my audio, if I could please, Mr. Chairman. There is a previous 1998 of East Village.
Yeah. It's fenced in, yeah. That's what it was about.
So are they here because that conditional use went away, because it went dormant? Or are they here and don't need to be here?
Well, they want to do boat repair too.
Or are we adding something?
Yeah.
Are we changing? I guess we're adding boat repair.
So this current CU allows that to cover all the uses that are.
Boat repair too, or just?
That's what's right on the survey site plan.
The previous one was.
Highlighted in yellow.
The previous use was for storage, so not repair.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
So we're adding.
Oh, so it's only storage now.
So I was by there on Sunday, and it looks set up already for what you want to do. The site plan has boat repair with an arrow pointing towards the commercial style building. Are you just going to do storage or boat repair too?
Well, he put those buildings up. Al put those buildings up. It was actually his stuff that was in them. We have now moved his stuff into one of the buildings. And so we cleared that out thinking that we would use that for boat repair.
Okay, so you are applying for boat repair.
Yes, yes.
Which leads to more questions to build a record. And when there's boats or any type of repair, we like to ask about oil management. You know, when oil is changed, will the oil properly be stored and disposed of? Gasoline properly stored and disposed of.
Well, now.
This is all just for the record.
Will he be doing the repairs?
Whoever
would be coming in there should be very familiar with what he's asking about.
Okay.
But
don't we need to condition it?
Yes, you do, but I'm just saying for their benefit that
okay.
Somebody making professional boat repairs should know they and
right.
have the agencies to do
it. We don't have anybody that's going to do this at this time. People call him every day, but we don't want to say yes to anybody because we don't know we can. What
okay.
we can do. And so we were coming here first.
Okay.
And then we were going to talk, but I didn't realize that. So maybe we.
You're good.
Okay.
I was just trying to help build a record because from the record, we prepare a motion.
Okay.
So, Mr. Robertson, if we decide to approve, can we come up with our own conditions without?
We have some standard conditions for that in terms of, you know, where the repairs can occur, you know, like you said, what to do with the oils and chemicals and other liquids that arise out of that, you know, that sort of thing. You know, I guess the question is, though, how many boats do you anticipate would be there for repairs at any one time? Because with all of these, I don't want to take your time, Mr. Mears, but with all these, there's always a concern that, you know, boats that are there for repair turn into a boat graveyard, you know, and it just sort of gets overrun with boats under repairs. Do you have any idea how many boats would be there for repairs?
So as part, maybe this is really good. So maybe as part of the leasing process, say that there's a limit to the number.
Well, it would be part of the county approval process would say that there's a limit.
Okay, then that's really good information.
Well, it's more of a question than information. How many boats do you think you're going to have for repair there at any one time?
Maybe we could say five.
Okay.
I mean, there's only one building, so you probably couldn't have more than two in there, right?
So the boats will be, the repairs will be done inside is what you're proposing to?
Right.
Yeah.
Because nobody wants to look at that mess.
Okay, a conditional use approval always includes hours of operation too. And where you've got storage and boat repair, that's, I want Mr. Robertson's opinion on that too.
What's that? I'm sorry, I was.
They have boat storage and boat repair.
Yeah.
Storage is typically available.
Well, what I was going to suggest, but that's a good question, is that we go back, not right this moment, but look at the approvals for the 1998 conditional use. Because really, if all we're doing is adding repair to it, you know what I mean? We wouldn't even have to adjust that. It would just be dealing specifically with the repair part. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Because we do have hours for repairs, like I'm looking at one we did a little while back, and it was 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. daily for repairs, for example, so.
Okay. Yeah. That's all I have, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Thank you. Ms. Wingate.
First of all, thank you for your service. Appreciate that. So I think for the record too, we need to know it would be the hours of operation we talked about, but days a week. So would it be 7 days a week? Should we just, or again, you probably have to look back to see what's going on with the boat storage.
Yeah.
Okay. Would you be interested in having a sign to advertise the business?
Signage?
Yes, probably there would be
okay.
Need for a sign.
All right. I think that's all I have. Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Collins.
I don't believe I have any questions, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Butler.
Can I, maybe a little bit of a suggestion? So if you're planning on leasing a building, five boats, two inside, I'd probably ask for 5 to 10 because you're going to have boats waiting on parts. So if you have to replace an engine, that boat's going to go outside and sit, and it could be a month till you get those parts. I've just experienced an automotive business with delays and everything else, but not exceeding any of those limits. Mr. Mayor, your thought?
I'm sorry. What was the question again?
I would just be.
Number of boats.
Number of boats. Just waiting on parts.
I was just making a note that based on the size of the property, I think they'd limit themselves on rentals, limiting the boats to five.
I was saying 10.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
All right, I'm done.
Yep. Yeah, that's what I was typing right here.
I'm done. Thank
you. If approved, that doesn't mean you're approved.
No, I understand, but and we appreciate this because I didn't anticipate that.
Good. Understood.
Well, we appreciate you coming in and trying to do it officially.
Yes.
White House, any questions?
None for me, thank you.
Staff, anything? Counselor.
None for me, except for if you were going to, I would just ask you to defer on it. Just, I would like to see what that prior approval was, whether we need to expand on that or.
Yeah, I think we need to research that because I have a suspicion that most of what they want to do is probably already permitted, and we're only dealing with this one piece of it, which we should be able to do.
And just verify that conditional use is in good standing.
Well, that's the other thing because, is it 2 years? If it's dormant for.
Yeah, and I don't know that that's the case, and if we didn't have record that it went dormant, it would still.
Yeah, that's true. How would you do it?
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
all right.
We'll get it squared away, but we'll need a little bit of time to do that.
Okay. All right, then. If you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anybody here that has an interest in your application.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Okay. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2466, Albert Finelli? Is there anyone here who would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2466? Anyone on the commission have any further questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us the rest of the day to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.